right, moving on to resolutions.
Resolution number 62-2022, a resolution approving appropriation of $400,000 from the American Rescue Plan Act funds to the existing downtown facade improvement fund.
Thank you, Ms. Farron. This did go through the admin committee for approval to council. Before I ask for questions, I will open it up for comment from the public. I believe Mark Murphy is here from the Downtown Redevelopment Committee. If you'd like to come forward to the microphone, state your name and address, please. Can you take the microphone and put it up by your mouth, please, so that people online can hear you?
Okay. My name is Mark Murphy. I live at 809 May Street in Beaver Dam. The new chair of the Downtown Redevelopment Committee. And we wanted to relay to the council that we are unanimously behind the new grant money for the downtown projects. That's it. Had any questions, I guess, but from our committee last week, we took a show of hands vote that we all were behind the new funds, and just general feedback that we've gotten from business owners has been 100% positive, whether when they come up to our meetings, speak to us directly, or other emails that have been sent after the meeting's concluded. I would say from the business owner's perspective, 100% approval rating on the funds.
Thank you, Mark. So the TID downtown had TID funds that were a part appropriated to that, and over the past several years have been used to incentivize projects downtown up to $20,000 of an equal match. It's been very successful. I think people would in the community comment on it quite frequently to myself and others about the transformation that's happening in the revitalization, and that's exactly what we were hoping would happen with the funds. So we have expended almost $600,000 of those funds that were from the TID, and again, that is a match of another $600,000 that individual property owners have at least put into their property. We know that they've spent more. So there has been quite a bit of investment in downtown, as well as other grants that the city has received through the state. We've received 3 CDI grants. So we've seen properties transformed. We're looking to, my hope is to move as you saw from my memo, appropriate $400,000 from the ARPA funds to this use, in order to continue the projects and help there. And ARPA funds are a good use of these funds for this purpose and support of small business, looking at COVID and the effects that had on shutdown of small businesses. And so that is an acceptable use. And we would certainly hope to continue to see this progress happen. We do have a number of businesses that are already lined up and interested to continue improving their storefronts. So I think it's very positive. So I would open this up for comments and questions otherwise. Yes, Alderperson Anderson.
First question, would this be a new grant program or funding the current grant program for facade? Because I found out recently there was a old grant program that was renamed to this, which allowed certain people to apply for more than the $20,000 limit on a property. So is this funding the current facade program or or will a new facade program be made?
Well, the facade program that's in place does make exceptions for a larger project, and that we did have one project that we did as a development agreement with one particular business, but that's a part of the facade program that's been in place. Yes.
So again, my question is this going to be funding the current facade program?
Currently, right now, it's exactly what has been...
Okay, so it's just funding the current facade program, right?
Yep.
So businesses that have... properties that have already claimed the $20,000 would not be able to apply for more?
I don't know the specific rules. I guess I'd have to talk to the inspector on what the specific rules are. Mark, do you remember if it can be a revolving?
Currently, it's just gone through the inspector by the tax parcel number for $20,000. Oh, sorry. Currently, it's just gone through the inspector with the tax parcel number for the $20,000. With the exception to the one project, that was a different deal. As far as I know, there's been nothing that has gone over that. And that just comes to our group from the inspector's office.
Did follow-up question, Alderperson Anderson?
Nope. Just a comment. I still don't believe this is appropriate use for pandemic relief or preparing for the future of pandemic. I don't think it's appropriate use of that. Along with, it's not really raising the tax base down there. I sent email with information. The assessed value on the properties that received these grants have not gone up. There's one that went up like 4%. So one out of all those went up. I just don't see the return on investment for the property, the other residential property owners. This isn't lowering their taxes. It isn't giving them lower, you know, normally the assessed values will go up. They pay a higher portion of the city property tax. You know, that gives some relief to the homeowners because their property taxes then can come down. And it's simply not happening here. The assessed values of these properties just simply aren't going up. And some of them have actually went down after receiving grant funding, which blows my mind. You funded it with the TID. Good for you. It's paid off. That should be the end of it. We should no longer be continuing to fund this. If the downtown group wants to do it, maybe they make their own little business gathering and donate money to it, and, you know, that... they should just be doing it on their own. There shouldn't be any more taxpayer money going to this. And that's all.
Thank you, Alderperson Anderson. Alderperson Fisher.
Thank you, Mayor. During the administrative committee meeting, when this topic came up for these ARPA funds, I had expressed concern at that point, and I'd like to repeat that for the full council. I voted against this, and in council, or in committee, and the reason being the money that is spent on the facade of the building improves the property, therefore the assessment on that property should go up. In other words, the property is going to be worth more money because of the money that the taxpayers, and these are tax dollars, have given to this business owner, land owner, building owner. The county has a program. I know of one individual that took advantage of it. Whereas they fixed up a older two-story building, home, residence. And in the money that they received through this program, they will have to pay back when the house is sold. They can live there, but when the house is sold, these funds will have to go back to the county or into this program. Well, my question is, why are we matching these funds for these business owners downtown? And I speak as a business owner. I've been an independent business owner in the city of Beaver Dam since 1971. I've never taken a penny from the city. I've never asked for a penny. And if they offered it to me, I would not take a penny of taxpayer dollars to run my business. These businesses downtown have made a commitment, obviously financial commitment, to run a business. They realize the building they're in may have an older facade, which many of the buildings down there do. And they've invested part of their money, but now they want the city taxpayers to dress up their building so down the road they can sell that building, but no provisions have been made to pay the city back or this fund back out of the increased valuation of the building that they'll be receiving. Now, I don't think that's fair, and I think this program should have been set up originally to where this money was realized from the profits that this building owner receives through the money they received through grants, which raised the value of the building. It's my contention. As I look through this, I see the city of Beaver Dam received ARPA funds, which can be used for responding to the far-reaching negative impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. Boy, I have a hard time figuring out what the front of a building has to do with the COVID-19 pandemic. I can't put two and two together there. Now, I'm not done.
Okay, go ahead.
If you want to give taxpayer money to businesses so that the owners of those buildings can increase their future profits, go ahead. But you're not going to get my vote on it, and I'm hoping some of you will think about what I just said. Because the taxpayer, we're looking at a recession coming in here. Maybe that $400,000 should be camped on for, I don't know when this expires, Mayor, and when it has to be spent by. But, gee, there are so many things around the city of Beaver Dam, through public safety, through our streets. There are so many things that this could be used for. I'm sure that the police department and fire department could use some equipment that isn't budgeted for that they really need. But I think the expenditure of this money on a facade program to benefit building owners and business owners is a drastic mistake. Thank you.
Thank you, Mac. Just to address, according to ARPA ruling 2.18, recipients may provide assistance to small businesses in all communities. Assistance to small businesses could include support to enhance outdoor spaces for COVID-19 mitigation, restaurant patios, or to improve the built environment of the neighborhood facade improvement. So that is actually noticed in the ARPA ruling. And I would just like to clarify, you have never received federal funds or state funds from for your business?
Well, I've received the COVID funds that the state and, if I'm not wrong, I remember the state COVID funds.
So you
funds.
Did take tax.
Yes, I did receive those. It wasn't to fix up the facade of my building.
Right. It was to help your business.
It was for the fact that many businesses, small businesses like mine, like the businesses downtown, had a rough go of it for a couple of years because of the loss of our business income. But it had nothing to do with receiving funds to fix up my building.
Sure. I'm going to go to Alderperson Wissell, and then we'll go to Burnett.
A couple of things history-wise. The initial $75,000 that was in the downtown fund was through the Landmark Commission. Once that was eliminated and got converted to the Downtown Redevelopment Fund, that was the cutoff for, to answer your question, where the old funding was and the new $20,000 limit came in. And so this would be a continuation of that. So there wouldn't be new rules. It would be the guidelines that were already established. As far as the assessments go, most of these improvements have happened very recently, and it takes a while for assessments to wash out and get where they have to go. January 1st of each year, whatever the assessor has down for your taxes, that's the guideline for that entire year. You don't get your tax bill till December, but it's already known on January 1st what your assessment is and what you'll get assessed. After that, any improvements you made during that year, including building a house, if you build your house and don't occupy it until January 2nd and get occupancy, you don't pay taxes for the whole first year in your house. You only pay taxes on your land. So it does take some time for assessments to go up and get balanced out. So I'm convinced that, well, one of our future agendas for the admin committee is to discuss more about our current assessor and whether or not we're getting, if we're asking the assessor to do enough to make our assessments accurate. So we'll be looking at that more in admin. But and a lot of those businesses were suppressed downtown. But the other thing about downtown is you're not just looking at helping out the business, you're looking at helping out the community. You want to have a downtown that's vibrant. You want to have a downtown that an employer can say, hey, go downtown and utilize some of the businesses down there, and they're not afraid to drive down the street because it looks like the buildings will fall down. So it's a huge asset for the city to have these programs and to have facades and something that you can go home and be proud of, especially as an employer, whether you're on the outskirts of town or just in the area, that you're proud to have people go to. And employers can have employees that like to the community.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Alderperson Burnett.
Thanks, Mayor. This is a pro-small business resolution. I'm for small businesses in Beaver Dam. This money isn't going to the Walmarts or the Menards. These are mom and pop businesses downtown. That's what this money is going for, to help them fix up their place so that they can stay in business. I see nothing wrong with giving them grants to fix up the front of the businesses to make it more appealing, to make it more appealing to people just driving down Main Street Beaver Dam. If you can imagine what Main Street Beaver Dam looked like 15 years ago, and if it would have kept on going the same way, there'd been no businesses there at all. This is a pro small mom and pop business resolution. And if you're against mom and pop businesses, vote against it. But we'll know who you are.
Thank you, Alderperson Burnett. Other comments? Alderperson Anderson, and then Yates.
And then, Your Honor, I have my hand raised as well.
Sorry. Thank you, Jacqueline. Then you're third.
I'm completely pro small business. Unfortunately, a lot of these buildings that are getting these improvements are being sold for profit, and they're not for just helping small business. I don't know if you're aware, but one of the most recent grant fundings was on a property that was sold a month after they received $20,000. So that's not helping a small business. That's helping a property owner offset some costs, putting another $20,000 in their pocket on top of the amount that they sold the building for. That's why I'd say this is not against small businesses. It's about being fair. And that's what it's about. It's people are taking advantage of the system, taking taxpayer money, and using any excuse they can find to make it right by them. And it's disgusting.
Alderperson Yates.
This money came from the taxpayers, all the taxpayers, not just a select few. This should be returned to the city as a whole. In about 6 months, probably, or so, we're going to be here talking about budgets. And we're going to throw away $400,000 right now to a certain businesses, and we're going to come back and say, well, we need $400,000. We can get things done for our parks, public service department, a water department, police and fire. That's where the money should be going. We're going to put it downtown, which is fine for small businesses, but this money was meant for the city of the taxpayers who put the money in there to give it back to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Go ahead, Alderperson Shelton.
I just want to clarify. So how much money does this committee currently have still available to it? I mean, does someone have an answer to that?
To the redevelopment committee?
Yeah. How much is currently in that committee's budget?
At our last meeting, we gave out the last $10,000. I think we're under $1,000 now. And there is at least four, I think, businesses that are in line currently to accept it if we do get more money moving forward. But it's about under $1,000, give or take.
And then if I understand that this Flight District is supposed to take the taxes collected out of that district every year, so there's already a mechanism for that fund to be for you to get more money every year from that, from what taxes are collected already in your district, correct?
It's only on the growth of that district. So, you know, what we have used from this is a conservative look at what that TID will collect over the next 15 years. So we used monies from that will be coming in over the, we borrowed from it for the next 15 years on taxes that would be coming in order to continue the progress of redevelopment.
I guess,
I was going to say, unless there's a very large project that would happen, there's nothing significant coming into that district.
I guess my concern, you know, it was amazing downtown. There's been so much growth, so much improvement. It is clear we have a very vibrant downtown. I was there all day Saturday. I was with my cousin from out of town. You know, she was very impressed at our downtown and the businesses and stores and all of the things that were happening. My concern about approving this at this moment is this is almost a quarter of all of the ARPA funds that the city has been allotted. And I guess without having a bigger picture idea of how we're going to be spending the rest of that money, we were only allotted about $1.8 million. So this comes out to just under a quarter of that money. And without really talking about what we're going to, having a big picture idea of where that money's all going, to me, it's premature to be making this decision and this amount of money. I think there's lots of great things happening. I want to continue to support that program. I'm just not ready to make this investment of this amount of money at this moment without knowing what else we could or should be. You know, we had a long discussion and multiple individuals who came to speak to us about what they wanted us to use those ARPA funds for. And I don't have a good enough picture of how much all of those other projects may cost and what money we'd want to spend on those to be committing this much of our money at this moment to this project. So if the request at the moment was smaller, I think I'd be in a much more likely position to agree with this request, but I can't approve this amount of money at this moment. I think everything that's happening downtown is great, and I want to continue to support it. I'm just concerned about what we're doing with all of our ARPA funds and the other projects that may need attention as well.
Thank you, Alderperson Shelton. Yes, Alderperson Olson.
I guess I'd like to kind of piggyback on that. I was thinking the same thing when I saw the $400,000, that I'm not against giving money to the facade improvement program, but we only have a certain pool that we're going to be pulling from, and there is a lot of need in our community, a lot of things that people want. And without looking at the big picture, what are we doing if we're giving $400,000 here, then 3 months down the road, we're like, oh, God, I wish we would have had this amount to give there. And this is something where we don't have a hard price tag on it, where we have to give $400,000 to get this project done. We could just give $100,000. We could start with $80,000. We could start with a smaller amount and kind of go from there. And whatever we have left over, we could then pump back into this fund. So that's where I guess I would like to go to see what else our needs are and to see where we're at then and address this as a whole instead of a piece-by-piece project. And then we're left with, oh, my God, I wish I would have thought this differently, because if I would have seen it all, my needs assessment would have been different. And then that's my real hang-up here, is because without looking at it as a whole, how are you supposed to really assess where your needs are and where the money is really best funded?
Thank you.
Thank you, Alderperson Olson, and I think I did bring that forward in bringing a concept forward on how to expend funds, and I was given, advice to bring projects forward as they came forward and were ready. This is a project that is immediate need, since we're looking at it at $1,000. We know we could line up at least a couple hundred thousand in projects right now. That's not going to get us very far, and so 400,000 seems appropriate. Again, I have brought a list forward to you for in discussions. I have brought the grid forward to you for over a year, and so there hasn't been a lot of discussion. I'm glad there is now, but certainly this is an immediate need that we have. We have gone through, which I think is a very positive thing, 600,000 in a little over three years. And so to limit that, and when the cost of the nature of the repairs of these structures are very heavy on building owners. So I think I laid out a number of projects and those things for you to consider already in looking at that, but certainly other ideas can come forward. Yes, Alderperson Fisher.
Mayor, my one last question to you. Do you think that a business that is planning on opening downtown is going to scrap their plans because they can't get matching funds for the facade of their building? If that's the case, they don't have much of a building business sense about them.
I think when you're looking at buildings that renovation costs are over $100,000, $1 million, absolutely. Things are scaled back drastically because of that. And projects on these buildings are very costly. And that's the nature of old buildings. They're very expensive to rehab, and costs have gone up. So absolutely, I do believe that. And I know projects have been delayed already.
So you're on record as saying that this business downtown, because of a $20,000 taxpayer grant, will not go forward with their business?
Would not go forward with a renovation that they planned? Absolutely. Absolutely. And when the Landmark Commission did have these funds initially, we did have money in a pot sitting there for years. There were $10,000 grants available for years, and nobody took advantage of them. It didn't really help address the huge needs. When you have a roof that costs $25,000, and that's the extent of what you can put into it, is $25,000. It's a lot to put in and come up with another 20. Other comments or questions? Alderperson Zopp.
I would like to see this succeed. I know that there are some folks that are leery about the total amount. I would entertain discussions on that, but I just think of Loyal Exteriors. Do you remember what Loyal Exteriors was for years? That crusty, run-down, falling apart gas station. That's what it was. And I'm looking at this, and they got $20,000 to turn. For those that don't know where Loyal Exteriors is, it's next to Johnny's 66, right? That place is amazing now. And now their business is expanding. They bought a second building out by the Michler's Part Unlimited Shack. I mean, it's amazing what this money has done for that business. And I'm proud of that. I mean, that's wonderful. And there's a whole list of businesses that have benefited. That being said, I don't want this to fail because we can't agree on a number.
And I don't think that that's an issue right now. I think that limiting the funds, again, what is the plan then? Because we hear over and over again how people are pleased with what they're seeing, and they like that our community can have pride in the downtown. So I would just like to ask what your plan is. Is it to borrow money and put it on the tax roll instead? Is that what your intent is? In, if the community would like to see this continue, we know that it's a very popular program and it's doing the right thing. It is successful 110%. What is your intent? You would like to borrow money on the CIP this year and put the tax directly on the taxpayer. Is that correct? Because otherwise we say no to it. Alderperson Anderson.
No. It should be handled kind of like the Lake District. They create a Lake District. They're going to assess the lakeside property owners and handle it. It is time for the downtown businesses to stand up, come together, form their own thing, on their own programs. If it's going to concentrate in the downtown, that's what needs to happen. We should not be borrowing for this anymore. Now, also, so we spent $600,000 that we don't even have yet. It's going to take, you just admitted, another 15 years before we realize that. So we're not even getting that money back. But yeah, it simply is. It's time for the downtown businesses. You know, you said when you began, oh, they just need a little kickstart. Once we get the kickstart going, it's going to keep rolling and everything, good things are going to happen. Okay, good things are happening. You admitted it. Now it's time for them to stand on their own 2 feet. That's what it comes down to.
Well, just as a matter of research, downtowns don't stand on their own 2 feet ever. It takes continual investment, continual progress. I mean, if you've read any materials on it, it's constant investment. Alderperson Hanson.
Mayor, I'd like to call the question.
There's a motion on the floor to call the question. Is there a second? Alderperson Burnett? Motion on the floor with a second to call the question. All those in favor? Roll call, please. Sorry. I'm calling the question. If you'd like us to go forward and call the question, answer yes. If you're saying no to calling the question, say no.
Anderson?
Aye.
Eppenfeld?
Aye.
Burnett?
No.
Burnett?
Aye.
Bree?
Aye.
Fisher?
No.
Hanson?
Aye.
Mark?
Aye.
Olson?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Shelton?
Aye.
Wissel?
Aye.
Yeltz?
Aye.
Zapp?
No.
Okay, you talk for it.
Okay, so the question is called.
Oh.
We are voting on resolution.
Sorry. You're right.
62-2022 as written. Please call the roll.
Anderson?
No.
Eppenfeld?
Aye.
Burnett?
No.
Burnett?
Aye.
Marie?
Aye.
Fisher?
No.
Hanson?
Abstain.
Mark?
Aye.
Olson?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Shelton?
No.
Wissel?
Aye.
Yetz?
No.
Stop.
Aye.